Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So we're traveling through systematically the essential teachings of Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross here at the beginning of Lent, because they are the great masters of friendship with Jesus. One of the most important themes for John and Teresa is the desire for God. If only we long for God, we will seek Him. We will find Him. So desire for God is the engine of salvation. We have to desire the Lord. That's why St. Augustine says that the whole life of a good Christian is a holy desire. But what if you just don't feel a desire for God? If desire for God is supposed to be the engine that drives your spiritual life, how do you get that desire? Well, this is precisely why God has given us an imagination. Our desires are stimulated by our imagination. That means what we see or hear or imagine to ourselves, we desire. And fortunately for us, God became man and shown himself to us. Now we know what God looks like. He looks like Jesus Christ. And thinking about Jesus in his humanity, as we see it in the gospel, is a crucial method to growing in desire for Christ. But that also means if we never read or think about and imagine Jesus in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then we probably won't desire or seek Him. So, how much time do you spend reading, thinking, and imagining about Jesus from the Gospel? Not very much? Then let's make a change. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Teresa says, While we live as human beings, it is very important to us to keep Christ's humanity before us. Reading, thinking, and imagining Jesus in the gospel, reflecting on his life, his actions, his teachings, and his suffering, this fosters a greater desire for him. And Teresa saw that Jesus' humanity is the bridge to his divinity. By starting with meditation on his human life, we gradually come to understand and connect with his divine nature. And Teresa believed that by imagining Jesus' humanity, especially his sufferings and sacrifice, we encounter God's immense love for us. This realization can be transformative, deepening one's love for God and inspiring a desire to respond to that love with a greater love of our own. And Teresa offered a very practical approach to prayer that begins with reading and reflecting about the life of Jesus in the gospel. In fact, my first spiritual director required that I spend 30 minutes every day reading the life of Jesus, and then another 30 just thinking about it. And that was one of the best things I could have ever done. So again, one of the best things we can do this Lent is to spend time reading and thinking and imagining the life of Jesus as it's presented in the gospel. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The imagination is powerful, but it is limited. God is pure spirit. He is altogether spiritual. No part of the divine nature is accessible to sight, hearing, taste, touch, or smell. But if we can't form a sense image of God, then that means God is unimaginable. It means, as St. Paul says, eye has not heard and ear has not seen. But How can we long for what we haven't seen, haven't tasted? If you've never tasted honey, you can't really work up a desire for honey. And if you've never experienced God, how can you work up a desire to be united to God? The only way for that to happen is if God grants you the grace of tasting Him, experiencing Him directly, in a way that goes beyond sensory images, beyond the imagination altogether. And that's precisely what God wants to do for those who persevere in daily meditation and the rooting out of vice. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Not only is the essence of God beyond the reach of our imagination, God is also way beyond the reach of our intellect. Now, the intellect is more powerful than the imagination. We can conceive of things we can't imagine. The philosopher Descartes pointed out, you can't imagine a 100-sided shape. Try it for yourself. My imagination pooped out pretty much after about an octagon. But you can understand and comprehend what it would mean for something to have 100 sides. Our intellects, therefore, are stronger than our imagination because intellects don't use images, just ideas, which can capture and comprehend the essence of finite, limited things. That's why we can understand what a 100-sided shape would be, because even though that's a lot of sides, it's still a finite concept. But God, He's infinite. You can't capture Him with a concept. You can't comprehend Him at all. So again, how can we possibly love what we can't understand? How can we desire God when God is utterly beyond the capacity of our intellect and our imagination? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Certainly, daily meditation on the life of Jesus, using our imagination and intellect, is a great help in growing in our desire for God. But since God goes beyond the intellect and the imagination, the only way we can really develop a true desire for Him is if He gives it. And the way He gives us that desire is by giving us an experience of Himself. One which St. John of the Cross says is a touch of divinity in the soul without any intellectual or imaginative form or figure. When you get a real taste of God, then you really desire Him. And in this way, as John says, God can inflame the will with a touch of the warmth of His love, even though the intellect does not understand, just as a person can feel warmth from a fire without seeing it or understanding how fire works. So the question is, how do we prepare ourselves to receive this experience of God? Well, since it's a gift that only God can give, first, we need to ask Him for it. Don't be shy. Ask Him to give you an experience of Himself. And then, receive Him as often as you can in the Eucharist. Actually, I have 6 possible resolutions. You pick one. First, ask God to give you an experience of Him. Second, receive Him as often as you can in the Eucharist. Third, be faithful to daily mental prayer and a resolution through the Rosary or through reading Scripture. Fourth, remove any occasion that leads you to sin. Fifth, do your ordinary duties for the love of God. Sixth, accept any trial and suffering that comes as from the hands of God. And finally, if you quit any of these, just begin again. Because as Teresa said, I am certain that all who do not stop on the way will drink this living water of union with God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, as we're entering into these reflections from Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross, what's capturing your attention recently?
I think this one was not what I expected, but it articulated something very well about what makes it so hard to understand or know and love God, that lack of the sense. But what struck me in this meditation was realizing that it's more of the opposite. Like, we should be able to look at everything in our lives. We should be able to use our senses to know God through that. That there's a bit of something that we desire in all of those things that leaves us somewhat unfulfilled, even in our vices, that in some way we're searching for something good and we're falling short. So I kind of wanted to take that opportunity more often whenever I am falling into desire for things on the side. There is something that falls short, but to let that be my reminder of the place where it doesn't fall short in a way. Does that make sense? This feels very abstract.
No. It makes perfect sense that in all the good things of life, they are good and we should delight in them and thank God for them. At the same time, to recognize it will never perfectly satisfy and that desire for more points me to God. So in a sense, we could simply say, for every good thing in this world, thank you, God, yet What I want most is you.
And this is good in as much as it reminds me of you.
Yes. This is good as much as it reminds me of you. Mm. Which then it should allow us to go through life absolutely joyful, completely joyful, because at every moment, either we're delighting in some good or we're realizing what's happening is preparing us for the infinite good.
Or you could look at it this way. Everything is either so good that it reminds you of God, or lacking in a sense that it also reminds you of God.
Yeah. It's like the last couple of days, I've really been suffering with a virus. Mm-hmm. Felt rotten. But it's a great reminder at every moment, while I really like having good health and good energy, this is a reminder, it's not what I really want. Mm-hmm. What I really want is God. Now, if I could just remember when I have good health, what I really want.
Yeah.
Most.
Otherwise, he's going to keep reminding you.
Yeah.
Better learn your lesson quick.
But this is really a great way to live, to delight in every good thing around us, and at the same time say, God, what I really want is you. Mm-hmm. Why don't we do that? I mean, what prevents us?
I think it's just absent-mindedness. I think we're quite forgetful. I'm quite forgetful is what I mean.
I think it's not only absent-minded. I don't think many people have ever been told or know that, and I think this is the main point of Teresa and John, that we can taste and experience God in this life. Mm. We're made to experience God. Most people think that will only be in the next life, but it's not true. It's supposed to be here. And that's what we should be aiming for. Mm-hmm. Our hope should be in experiencing God in this life. What we should be working for is to experience Him now. That has left you speechless.
I'm just satisfied.
Oh, good. 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 Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.